Body feeling good, you know. Just still got a lot of time to still monitor and take care of it. So, you know, that's what I'm doing now, getting back in the groove of things.
Do you feel like you're on schedule to progress with the next stage of the off-season program, the, you know,
throwing,
running around and all that stuff?
I mean, you know, I'm looking at the bigger picture right now. You know, my goal is to be, you know, full go, you know, by the season, you know, by training camp. So right this time that I have now, I'm using to get myself back in football shape and football conditioning. Because it's been a while, so, you know, that's all I'm doing right now.
The off-season procedure you had, was it a knee scope to clean some stuff out?
It was just a little minor procedure.
And, I mean, do you feel better having had that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was, I benefit from it. I feel like I did.
Hakeem, when you say your goal is to be full go by training camp, what's your level of confidence that you can be full go at that point?
My confidence is extremely high. You know, I just look at it like, you know, when that time get here, then that's when it'll take place.
When you look back at last year, you know, you looked at all the film and tapes and everything from last year's games, I'm sure. You know, was it hard to watch you sometimes on the field?
Well, I knew what I was going through. Don't nobody know what I was going through but me. So, you know, I felt like, you know, I came out, you know, better than the average person would in that position. So I feel like I was blessed to come out the way I did. It could have been worse. So, you know, I fought through it. You know, I did it for my team. You know, it taught me some things. You know, I learned a lot of things from it. So, you know, I just take it in stride and just continue with my career.
What a teacher.
You know, certain things, I can name plenty of things, you know. Off the field, on the field, you know, it taught me a lot of things. The business side of things as well. I think we all been through that.
I mean, when you look at it, at some point you look at it and say, you know, maybe I shouldn't have, you know, you wanted to be on the field, but maybe I shouldn't have because I just couldn't be myself.
Right. You know, you could look at that and say that now, but when you're going through the situation, it's a lot harder, you know, so especially when you're competitive like the way I am. And, you know, you just got to look back on it now and just be glad that it's over with, and that's what I do. No, I don't think so. You know, my foot's been fine for a while. I think my main issue last year was mainly the knee. But I think that's fine now. So, you know, we're gonna keep on taking things the way we are now and, you know, making sure it won't be no setbacks.
What did you gain from the session at Duke last week with Eli?
You know, we do that at least, you know, once every off season, so that ain't nothing new. You know, I just went out there, you know, that was actually my first time running routes with Eli. So I've been running, but my first time running routes, that was that time with Eli. So, you know, felt pretty good. Wasn't no setbacks on that. I would have rather been at Carolina than Duke, but that's all good, though.
You were there that week. Victor was also there, and I know he hasn't yet come to the off-season program. Were you surprised to not see him here this week?
Oh, I didn't know. I don't really know his situation like that, so I don't really know.
Hakeem, you were just talking about the business side. You're entering the last year of your deal. How big of a year is this for you? And they want to lock you down to extension. Is there any way you think you might sign one before the season?
No offense to this, but I don't really negotiate my contract in the media, so my agent handled that.
How big of a year?
I just play football.
How big of a year will this be for you, though?
It's going to be a big one. Yeah. Me and Lou, we came out together, so we had a chance to meet, you know, during the whole draft experience and all that. So, you know, Lou, he's a good dude, man. He can bring a lot to the table. He could bring a lot. He could be a deep threat to the passing game. He has enormous, you know, amount of speed. So I think that we can definitely utilize that. I don't know. I really kind of just, You know, that if that's how people feel, that's how they feel. You know, everybody's going to have their own opinion. But it's more than one guy on the team, you know, so people could think what they want. I just looked at it like, you know, I don't really know how I looked at it, to be honest. You know, I felt certain kind of ways about it because I didn't know how to take it at first. But, you know, I looked at it and took it in a positive stride, though. You know, just made sure I know what I need to do now, you know, and that's what I mean by, like, I learned the business side of things. So I know what I need to do, and, you know, I just got to take care of myself, make sure I'm good, because if I'm not good, then, you know, I can't be no good to the team. So, you know, that's the first thing that I have to make sure.
What does Victor Cruz mean to the offense and to your success?
Cruz is a great player.
You don't want to elaborate beyond that?
You got to call Cruz for an interview if you want questions about Cruz.
He's not picking up.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sure he would. Yeah. If I called him, I'm sure he'd pick up. That's my homie.
One of the guys that worked out with you last week, Connor Vernon.
Tight end?
No, the wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
The Duke wide receiver.
Oh, okay, okay.
Which is again?
Almost dead. Not
bad.
That
puts you on the spot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I don't remember really who that was.
How did Eli look?
Eli looked good. He always look good.
With the Super Bowl here, is that any added incentive for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I think that need to be everybody mentality coming in this year. You know, I think that need to be a team goal for everybody. It's in New York. It don't get no better.